UNC Radio, you are on the air.
Hello, Dave.
Jeff Goodman on the phone. So glad you were able to be a part of this, man. I was missing you. I was going to be really sad if we went through this whole 8-hour thing and you never called in. But yay! How are you?
I'm so glad you reminded me.
Yeah, I did have to remind you, but yeah. So
I meant to, but then I fell asleep.
Well, you had 8.5 bloody hours, dude. Still, but do you realize that you just called in at exactly the 500th minute of the show?
Really?
It is 5:20 p.m. Mountain Time. We got on the air at 9, and I wanted to do a 501-minute show for, 500 minutes plus one to grow on. You are the 500th minute, and it just went to 5:21. You're also the one to grow on.
Yay!
How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Oh, I'm my throat is getting shot at this point. But how?
I can't imagine. Well, I can't imagine because we used to do some long shows too.
Nothing like this. Nothing like this, dude. Although we used to talk through everything. Here, at least, I was playing.
Yeah. We went all night. How long were those overnight shows?
Actually, you used to get tired at around 3 o'clock, so we would go.
Don't forget it. I know.
Yeah, we would get on the air at 11. And so
I
about 4 hours.
I didn't call in. I was so asleep.
Oh, man. But are you in Long Island? Where are you these days at the moment?
I am in Long Island.
Okay.
In my house.
Yeah.
Hating every moment of it.
Well, what do you mean?
Because it's so snowy out there.
Oh. Did you get hit?
It hit. Have you talked to your parents?
Yeah, they called in earlier in the day.
It's horrible.
Oh, man.
We're snowed in. Your father can never get to the dentist again, I swear.
When was the last snowstorm? When did you get it?
Tuesday, Wednesday, I don't know. They just keep coming.
Wow.
But tomorrow it should be 40 degrees. We'll hit 40 degrees, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, we should hit about 60 here in beautiful Colorado. Ha, 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 ha.
Shut up.
I haven't said this story on this particular show, although I repeat it almost weekly. But I that was the fun thing about moving from New York to Greeley all those 5.5 years ago. And everybody was saying, oh, bring your snow shovels, bring your snow boots, bring your big winter goggles. You're going to Colorado. Ooh. And I think with only one exception, every winter, like I have been living here in Greeley, the weather has been worse in New York.
Oh, yeah. It's terrible.
Oh, man.
I have to tell you, I as you know, I'm moving, too, and probably the schedule is 1.5 years.
Okay.
But next winter, I hope not. I may snowbird it somewhere.
Oh, really? So you're at that age where you want to go to Florida or Arizona? Or no, you go to Thailand or something.
Well, or Vegas. I like move to Vegas.
Yeah, but you're not going to officially move in. You're just going to snowbird there?
No, if I went to Vegas, I would probably rent a place because I have my place rented out.
Oh, I get it. I gotcha. So, yeah, you own a house, but you're renting it to someone in Vegas.
Correct.
Is your house all fixed up in Vegas? Is it ready to move into? Cool.
It is. I just have to get the landscaper there, who I've been supposed to call all day, but I fell asleep.
Ah. And how is your house on Long Island? Is it sellable yet?
Not yet. That's why I'm still here. Otherwise, I'd sell it and move.
Right. Well, how much more do you have to do? Because your house was a disaster for many years. Literally, folks, it was.
Well, it was a disaster because I tended to be. First of all, I had a very bad contractor who never finished his work, and it was horrible. So I was finishing it piecemeal by piecemeal because he also took a lot of my money.
Oh, okay.
And it was terrible. So I've been finishing it like a little bit at a time, and then during that time, I also tended to pick up a little hoarding problem.
Right. Yeah.
So. But it's getting much better.
Yeah.
I'm selling my life on eBay as we speak.
Oh, really? So, because Jeff had been, and if you listen to this show for many, many years, you know that I would do a commercial for Jeff's balloon business, which wasn't really balloon. It was party decorating and stuff like that. So he would have all of this stuff to create party decorations in his house, in sheds, in his backyard. I mean, it was just everywhere. There was, you know, you couldn't walk on your carpet without getting glitter all over you. And that was just from your parties. But, just kidding.
I don't even know what that means.
Neither do I.
Ah, used it against you.
You know me well, sir. So it's nice to know that your house is, it's taken a while, obviously, but is getting whipped into shape, you know?
Well, the hoarding thing was not a great idea.
Well, no.
I don't recommend it for anybody.
Yeah. I recommend whoring rather than hoarding. Much more fun.
Whoring I always recommend.
So what else? What's been new since we talked, I guess, a few weeks ago last?
When did we last talk? Months ago.
Maybe. I feel like I've talked to you because you see my parents. And so I hear about you from them and them from you and et cetera. So it's kind of almost the same thing. But what's
by the
new?
Way, I'm wonderful. I keep having to talk your mother off the roof. Your mother's the most nervous person I ever met.
Yes.
I'm very proud. I think I got her to calm down last storm. I said, if she can't control it, why bother worrying about it? But we still had to cancel an appointment with the dentist.
Well, yeah.
And your father, who hates a dentist, I love him to death, but he's the most disagreeable man when he doesn't want to do something.
Yes. You're not telling me anything I don't know, bro.
Oh, I know. I just can't believe it, except for the fact that I hear you through them all the time.
Wow. That's freaky.
And they're not big fans of the rabbi either.
Oh, I know that. Oh, you don't have to tell me that either. Yeah. But they did.
But I always find it funny when we discuss stuff about you, because we're both your biggest fans, because we both love the neighborhood.
Thank you. But yeah,
what's
I mean, people have issues
the
with
the
people have issues
the
with the rabbi. Sorry, I missed that. What?
I said, besides the rabbi, what's not to love? And even he's a little lovable.
A little bit. He's prickly, but he's lovable. Yeah.
Well, some of the things he says we don't agree with, but we like the idea of the rabbi.
Okay, yes. Well, I have to tell you, the rabbi killed yesterday. In the literal, so not the figurative ISIS.
Well, he better be watching out for the police then, huh?
Well, no, he was he wasn't the guest of honor, but he was the narrator of the Purim spiel at our local temple.
Ah.
And he rocked. He rocked the place. Everybody was very happy. They loved him.
But it was scripted, right?
Yeah, kinda.
Well, of course he rocked then. It's when you let him go a little crazy, he's a little much.
Well, I do. I've been roping him in a little bit more. You know, I've been
good.
Putting a dog leash on him. I forced him to eat off the floor. We both saw 50 Shades of Grey together, and watching that, you know, it put me more in control of the rabbi.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he obeys me.
But anyway, so how is other stuff? How's my little Joycey Poo and the dogs?
Joycey is great. Not so great. She wasn't feeling well the past day or so, headache stuff. But she was on a real trooper. She came to the Purim thing yesterday where we watched the rabbi, and she was on the first hour or so of the program today, which you'd know if you listened. But
well, you know, I was asleep at the time.
You've been asleep for 8.5 hours?
I've been asleep for almost that.
Okay.
I have to say, you caught me, I was downstairs. I have to tell you, and I was talking to my friend, I said, I feel so much better now. I opened the door, I got some fresh air.
Yeah.
And I must have been about 2 o'clock. I said, I'm going to go upstairs and do a lot of work now. That was at 2 o'clock, and then you woke me at 7:30.
Yeah, well. But Joyce is fine. The dogs are good. I mean, we've had some medical issues with them over the past couple of years. But and one of them is going to have some teeth pulled in the weeks ahead. That'll be a joy. But
which one, Ufti or?
Well, Ufti had all his teeth pulled. He's literally, you should see him. He's got his tongue hanging out of his mouth because there's nowhere else for his tongue to go. No jokes.
So he looks like you.
No, thank you. Thank you ever so much. Yeah. Well, I've got fake teeth in my head, some of them. You know.
I got lots of them.
Yeah, well, yeah.
As a matter of fact, I slipped and fell shoveling snow and broke some teeth, yeah.
You're kidding me. When was this?
Just Tuesday? No, before that.
Oh, man.
Oh, it's horrible.
Why are you shoveling?
My life is sucking so much.
You're not a young man. I mean, I'm not a young man either anymore, and you're not in the best of shape, with all due respect. Of all the things that you could pay people to do, why don't you just pay some kid $20?
I cannot get a kid to shovel snow in my neighborhood. They just don't do it. No one comes to your door. If someone would come to my door, I'd pay them.
Wow.
One of my friends in my neighborhood, she pays her landscaper $100 a time just to shovel a walk.
Wow.
I know. So if there are any kind of, you know, kids who want to make $20, $20 is fair. $30, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, $20 when I was growing up. I still don't understand. I mean, it takes, for someone with any kind of muscle power, it takes 10 minutes to shovel a front walk and a thing through a driveway. Why people charge $50, $100 to do this, I do not know. You know?
Right, and they can.
A minor snowstorm, and the other thing to do is, I mean, it looks funny, but when I shoveled snow before we had the HOA here at where we live, I wouldn't even really bother with a shovel. I would just kind of lean on the shovel and use my feet to swipe the snow back and forth in front of me. I would just walk really slowly and kick the snow back and forth.
Well, it wasn't a really heavy snow. The last one was a little bit heavier than most. So what I do is I go out and I shovel for like 15, 20 minutes, and then I rest for like 2 hours.
Okay. Well,
I'm not having a heart attack because of the snow.
Exactly. Well, yeah, but you slipped and broke your teeth.
Well, that was because I was in Thailand for the first couple of snows, and that created a lovely base layer of ice.
Oh, Jesus.
So I think I was throwing the snow and my feet. I don't exactly know. I ended up going out in my mouth, and there were two little things like flopping around there.
Oh.
And it was kind of bleeding, and then I kind of puffed up, and it was awful.
Well, have you been healthy otherwise?
I'm back on the diet.
All right.
So I hope to be down the next time I see you.
That would be good.
I don't know when that's going to be.
You were doing so well for a while. I mean, you had dropped 100 pounds. So you were looking...
I dropped about 150, 160 pounds.
Right.
And I backed back about 40 or 50 pounds. So everyone thinks I gained it all back, but it's so not true.
Oh, okay. But now you're trying to lose that 40 and 50 and go a little more.
Oh, yeah. No, well, I have to... I was close to 500. So I would like to be a little more towards 250.
Well, yeah.
My goal is really about 210.
Well, yeah. And, I mean, 210, you would look unbelievable. You might look a little gaunt, believe it or not. It might look almost weird on you, but I think it would still be great for you.
Well, that's really what my ultimate goal is, and I'm not all that far away from it. I'm about 330 now.
Okay, yeah. You're still over 3. If you can just keep it under 3.
My next goal is to lose about 100 pounds and then go for a little more and then hopefully.
Right. How long have you been on the new diet?
Just started. I just came back from Vegas.
Okay.
So I just started. I'm doing, it's me and, what's her name? Marie Osmond. We're both doing
Why do you choose that over, you know, Weight Watchers or some of the others?
Weight Watchers, I can't stand.
Oh, okay.
Weight Watchers, you go into meetings, and there are a bunch of skinny-ish women talking. I swear to God, the last meeting I ever attended, they were all sitting there for like 2 hours discussing spaghetti squash. How much is one serving? One point of spaghetti squash is how much? Is this 1 point? Is it no points? Is it 1 point? Is it 2 points? If you take the spaghetti squash and if you put this on it. For God's sakes, spaghetti squash did not make them fat. You know?
Yeah.
it's as if all they ate their entire life was spaghetti squash.
That's right. I can see that being.
And you know me, I like being real. I think I do tell it the way it is, pretty much.
Well, yeah.
Oh, because I was the first one to stand up to you and tell you how much I love the rabbi.
But you were also kind in helping the rabbi. You helped when I was doing with the rabbi that first show over at the Richmond Shepherd Theater.
I would do anything, and I never badmouthed it.
No, you did
as
not. No,
much
you,
as I wanted
yeah.
to.
Yeah.
I only warned people that was some terrible language coming.
Right. And what's kind of
that's
funny...
Sorry. And that's not a bad thing. It's just people should be warned.
Well, yeah, no, they shouldn't walk in with five-year-olds thinking that Rabbi Sala is going to be just singing Theodore Bekele songs. I mean, no, that's not what the show is about.
Exactly.
Although what's kind of funny is that in the evolution of the show, in its later incarnations, it was not only shorter, but it got a lot cleaner, which surprised me, which I wasn't all that, you know, the rabbi and I argued about that a lot because I didn't want to gut the show. But audiences certainly like it a lot more, so, you know.
I was right. I was right all those years ago.
You were right about some things, and some things you weren't right anyway.
Oh, I know. Look, I'm always surprised that people like Eliza. I told you, in the whole idea of the rabbi, I love a crotchety rabbi. I really do. But when you make me do Hitler skits... You made me say some of the most vile, disgusting things I've ever uttered.
Well, you understand, but when I didn't know if you were going to call in, and I wanted to get you on the show, before we spoke...
Oh, were you going to replay that horrible Hitler skit?
No, I didn't play the Hitler skit. I played Butt Boink Mountain. Remember that one?
No.
With Peter Fitzgerald, and you played Jack Off a lot?
Oh, God. This is from one of the men who I admire so much because he is a brilliant writer.
Oh, man.
As a matter of fact, I was cleaning house, and I had a lot of your writings. Can I mention the website which you used to edit?
Yeah, go ahead.
Dave used to be the editor of Playbill.com, and I had a whole huge folder of stuff that you wrote that I thought was so brilliant, I actually kept it until yesterday.
Oh, you should have given it to... Oh, you should have kept it and mailed it to me, you bastard. I would have loved to have... Well, I don't know if I'd love to have had it. It's online.
It's there forever. Just go online and you get it.
But that I don't understand because everything I wrote for them was news and occasional interviews. I wasn't being brilliant there. I was just kind of slugging.
No, it was. You wrote about, I forget what it was, like the 1996 Broadway season and why it wasn't the best, but it wasn't the worst.
Oh, yeah.
And it was because I reread it. And really, it's not just news, but it's how you present it. You could take facts and people write it well and people write it not well. I'm not a particularly good writer. I'm a fairly good extemporaneous speaker.
Yeah.
And people enjoy it when I tell them my experiences that happened to me.
Hey, can I ask you?
I'm not making anything up.
Not to interrupt you, but did you ever audition to be a weatherman? I don't know. I think that's for some reason
no,
I'm thinking
I
that
not.
You did. No? I thought you were about to at one point and you were really thinking about it, but that never, I obviously never came to fruition, but I thought.
That could have been a fantasy in my head.
Maybe.
I would have loved to have been a weatherman. Are you kidding? You could have sent me to a million park openings.
That's plus on the air.
I always wanted to be the human interest person on TV. Hmm. To do all the human interest stories. I wanted to be Gabe Pressman.
Oh,
Gabe
man.
Pressman. He was...
We've got a guy like that here, and I wish you would replace him. I'm not that I have anything against him, but I found him annoying, a guy named Dan DeRue. And he seems to be on all the different morning shows here and in, in Denver, too. But you put on Channel 2 in the morning, he's there, doing a human interest. Channel 4, suddenly he's there. And he's just, the personality rubs me the wrong way. You would be so great at
that. Is he a
little
bit chubby, too?
No. Maybe that's the problem. He's
is the problem. You know why?
Why?
The funny is stored in fat.
Well, there's Roker, and then there's Willard Scott, and then remember, oh gosh, do you remember from Channel 9, hello, Newark? What was his name?
Oh, I didn't like him.
No, nobody liked him at first, and then he became sort of a cosmic joke. And he became amazing?
Well, he like Regis. He's like Regis. He just just stayed on the air so long you had to like them.
Yeah, well, yeah, nobody liked Regis in the 1980s, but suddenly by the 90s, Regis was like the coolest thing, and I loved Regis.
Well, because he put himself next to the most annoying other thing, Kathy.
Hey, Lloyd Lindsey Young. That's the guy.
Oh, yeah.
Remember him?
Yes.
He had, like, that pig mouth, and then, we got tornadoes coming. Hello, Hewlett, you know.
No, yeah, but I wouldn't have done stuff like that.
I just had that. You know, I did have on this radio show quite a few years ago, I did have Roberto Tirado. Remember him from Channel 11?
No.
He was very kind of soft-spoken weatherman. Looked a little bit like Billy Crystal.
No.
No, it was on PIX. It was on Channel 11 way back when.
Who watches that nonsense?
Oh, I know.
Give me network. But I don't like that Janice Huff.
Janice?
She gets me in a huff.
Okay.
I don't know why.
Remember, I'm not watching the channels that you're watching anymore.
I know.
Yeah.
You probably have better weather out there.
Well, we
do. Weatherman, you have better weather.
my wife likes the weatherman Chris Tomer. He's on, I think, Daybreak.
But who doesn't, really?
Well, no, he's one of these good-looking hiking kind of guys. And she's like, Chris Tomer's
like that.
Well, yeah. And she got on me because I used to have the hots for someone named Jackie Jing, who was their traffic person for a while. And then she moved on to, like, Ohio, and nobody ever heard from her again.
On to the booming market of Columbus, Ohio.
No, right? No, because she was it was an anchor position. And I think she lasted a couple of weeks, and then she vanished from the face of the earth.
I love when people leave places, like, you know, they leave the news. They don't often do it from New York, but if they get fired from New York, it's funny, because then they go, I've decided to pursue opportunities other places, like Tulsa, Oklahoma. It's like, good luck in Tulsa. And everyone knows that she got fired, because who the hell's leaving New York to go to Tulsa?
I know. But you know what? Sometimes it's good to leave New York and go other places. I am a testament to that, my friend.
Well, I am hopefully going to be the next one to do that, because I will be in Henderson, Nevada, as close to August of 2016 as possible.
A
year from this August.
Well, you know, this is not that far a drive from Nevada. I have my wife calling in.
Okay, can you keep me on the phone or no?
You know what? Let's table this because I'm already way, way over time. So thank you, Jeff. Thank you so much for being part of this 500th episode. And how about calling in some Saturday mornings, and we'll get you back on the air more, huh?
Well, that might be nice.
It would be
nice. I may be asleep. I can't.
Well, it's later there. It's 2 hours later. So anyway, let me get Joyce on the phone, back on the show.
That's the problem. See, I was going to call you early this morning. I said, it doesn't start till like 11.
Right. In New York time, it didn't. So, Jeff, thank you, man. So good to talk to you. I'm glad you're doing well.
You're kicking me out of the neighborhood again, huh?
Yeah. Well, you can call back, but I want to get my wife on the phone. I can't lose one and get the other.
I'll call back.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I love talking to you.
Likewise.
I only get to talk to you on the radio.
That's true. All right, let me get my wife. Okay, thanks.
Okay,
thanks.
I'll talk to you later.
Bye-bye. So, Jeff, thanks for giving us a buzz back. What more? What else do we say?
Well, first of all, I think you should remind everybody that your normal show is Saturday from 9 to 11?
9 to noon, Mountain Time, yeah.
Oh, 9 to noon, Mountain Time. Okay, that's what I was writing into my lovely iPhone.
So, and so that would be 11 to 2 Eastern Time for folks like Jeff who are listening on the East Coast, or, Central would be 10 to 1. Well, you figure it out. California would be 8 to 11. But, yeah, and we usually go a little bit overtime, a little bit, on our Saturday shows. But today we went about 5 hours overtime just to squeeze in everything that we wanted to do to celebrate 500 of these programs, of which I would say that Jeff was probably on 150 or so. I didn't count, but it's probably...
It seemed like many more than that.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, the overnights and the GBB and the... And that, you know, the awful radio station is still there?
Well, yeah. Well, they're, you know what they're doing. 5 days a week, they're Chinese. You know that, right?
I know. I was there for the Great Transition.
Well, not just that it's owned by China. It was since we were there. But
I was there for the transition. I heard the Chinese broadcast. It was lovely and very informative.
Well, for a while what happened was they would put Chinese radio on at midnight, and then around 4 o'clock in the afternoon, they would have the American programming. That was the transitional period.
Oh.
Now it is Chinese 5 days a week, all week, or, 24/5, and then on the weekend they have a little bit of American programming.
Wouldn't that be great if you could be Chinese 5 days a week and then just, become a normal American 2 days a week? What a concept. Now it's the weekend. I'm not going to be Chinese. It's too much work.
Well, what was in the rabbi's rabbinical reflection, he said the nice thing about having that Chinese radio is you listen for an hour, and then an hour later you want to hear it all over again.
This is very true. But, this weather really does remind me of a couple of the... Remember we used to drive in the snow to Stony Brook, too?
Oh,
and I
God,
do you
yes.
really want to go, Dave? Yeah, I want to go. I have to go. Really? I'm not driving to your house. You have to take the train. You have to take the train to my house.
Yep.
And I picked you up and we drove all the way out to Stony Brook.
For a short period, Jeff and I... Well, a few months, actually. Jeff and I did a show on a university radio... up in Stony Brook. I guess you can guess which one, but I'm not going to say the name. And they were pretty horrible to us, but they...
No, they weren't. They were nice. You said something to get us kicked off the radio.
Well, that too. But we should have gotten a warning. We should not have been kicked off that station.
That's true. Well, they didn't know that you were just ridiculous.
They knew by then. They knew what I was doing.
I must say that I think almost every episode I'm on, Something like either, oh, David, or David, please, or David, stop it, came up.
Well, yeah, but you have a thin threshold, dude. You do.
No, I usually say the weirdest things. I think weirdest...
Well, yeah, that was one time... There was one time when I got mad at you, because we were doing the New Year's show at that old station. Not the Stony Brook one, at GBB. And...
Yeah.
The station manager was there. He's still there on weekends, I guess. And
he's American on weekends.
But
not
he,
because he's not Chinese during the week.
No, this was before. This was still when the station was pre-transitional.
Right.
And
right.
He was nice enough to let us do the New Year's show. Let me do the special New Year's show that we do now here at UNC. I've continued that tradition. But he said, look, you can't even do your regular Dave's Gone
So basically,
by.
You still can't get a date for New Year's Eve, huh?
That's right. Well, I still don't get laid, but at least I have a microphone in front of me. It's the closest I can get. So, he said, look, please, this is not just your show. This is for the radio station. So you can have guests from the other radio DJs on, other announcers and people. And it's a station program, so you've got to be G-rated and nice and et cetera. And I said, absolutely, fine. I realize this is not Dave's Gone By. This is the WGBB New Year's show. And one of the first things you said when we got on mic on that, I was on my absolute best behavior, and you said, welcome to the Craptacular. And I was like, what the hell?
I thought that. I still think it's funny.
It's kind of funny, but it was the absolute wrong foot to get on with. When I'd just been, cautioned by the guy, look, this is a station thing, be nice, be G-rated, be very pro-WGBB. And it was like, welcome to the Craptacular, people. I was like, oh, no.
Well, you didn't warn me about that. And of course, of all things, right? I'm the one usually I don't really curse a lot.
Right, no. But that was payback, I guess, for some of the things I said on the air. And then suddenly on that one show...
Because I think it was a Craptacular.
Well, of course it was a Craptacular. No, it was a fun show. We did a good show, I thought.
No, they're fun, but really, we don't have, A-list guests and stuff like that.
Well, not on the New Year's show, that's true.
We kind of had, Q or R-list.
Well, they were all people from the radio station. They were all the show hosts at that point, because we weren't having guests. It was a local little radio station thing. That was the idea.
I know, but it was a craptacular. It was hilarious.
God.
Well, I stand by my craptacularness.
Well, yeah, no, I stand by your description of it. I don't stand by the fact
it was just probably poorly timed, as most things in my life are.
Yeah, you could have waited like 2 hours into the show when the station manager or the programming director had gone home, you know.
Did he get really upset about that?
No, well, I saw a bad look cross his face. And he saw me going, oh, no. You know, so I think that kind of saved the moment of like, you know, we'll be good. We'll be good. I promise. And we were.
Did the rabbi show up?
I don't know if the rabbi was on the New Year's. This was before he was doing his rabbinical reflections, so maybe not. Rabbi wasn't there. I remember the time when, I actually talked about this earlier in the show, when our great friend Eva Heinemann, the theater critic, she called in, and she was the first person who ever used the F word on Dave's Gone By. Do you remember that? You were there for that, I think. Huh?
I guess I can remember because I was like shocked to have all the hair to you.
Yeah.
I think I had like a 10-year-old son at that point.
Well, but she's bringing that son to the theater every day. I mean, the kid's going to hear. I mean, she was living in Greenwich Village in New York.
And you have to know you're on the... You know, has no one listened to George Carlin? There's certain words you just can't say.
He was on the radio.
You hear it?
And the irony is, of course, that here at UNC we can use them. Which is kind of fun. I've avoided it for this special show. But, here the seven words aren't really that applicable.
Should I curse just the record? It's like Marcel Marceau speaking in silent movie.
do a light one. Don't do the F one, but you can use another one. Huh?
I can't.
Okay. Your cell phone is cutting out, man. I don't know what's happening, but I'm having trouble hearing you.
Oh my God! I don't know. Is this better?
Yeah, that got better there. I tried calling one of your numbers, and you still, after all these years, don't have a proper voicemail set up. I don't know what the hell.
No, there's a reason for that.
What is the reason for that?
And most people, after I tell them the reason, they go, oh, and it makes sense.
Okay.
Because I still forget, on occasion, to carry my cell phone with me. And in the very beginning, and certainly, even now, I'm not sure I would pick up all the answers, the messages on my cell phone right away. Especially because I forget to carry it with me a good 20-25% of the time.
Mm-hmm.
So... if you call and you leave a message for me, you assume I'm going to get that message and call you back. So I don't want you to think that I've gotten the message when, in truth, I don't even have the phone with me.
Yeah.
So I do check the messages on my answer machine at home, on my home number, every night because it's so annoying when I come in the door, it beeps at me.
So
it forces everyone to leave a message on that machine. And that machine says, I'll get back to you, and it doesn't lie. I just don't want to be a liar and say, I'll get back to you, and then, like, you're not here for me for a week. And then you'll call me and say, oh, Jeff, I called you a week ago. Then I have to say, what number do you use? And they never know if they call the cell phone or the home phone. But I always say, if you called and you could leave a message, you must have called my home phone.
Okay. Well, all right. And that's more than we all needed to know. But I get it. So I kind of understand why you don't fix. I think I understand why you don't fix.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's because I know that I'll quit get back to you, but if you leave a message on my cell phone, I might not get back to you until next September.
Okay. Well, but I guess that's
right. How do I get the voicemail again?
It's just really, it's because I think we don't have properly set up voicemail even here at the station, so people call in. I think they call in, and it rings, and eventually they just, like, hang up, because it just goes into ever-ring. I think that's...
No, it don't get your fast, busy signal if you stay on long enough.
Oh, is that what it does? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
We really ought to have a voicemail, although I think we would be in a mode of forgetting to check it until, you know, next
you know
millennium.
Why? Everybody ought to have a voicemail.
Work on that.
Everybody, has to have a working song, a timing song. Oh, my God, my voice is terrible.
I'm the one who's been on the air for 9 hours. What's your excuse? You've been sleeping all day.
I just woke up.
Yeah, okay. No, you woke up like 45 minutes ago. You should be pretty well awake.
I'm pretty awake, but I just don't sing well, Matt. Well, if I really want to, I can.
If you did, take some...
Dave's gone by. Do I really have to have a good voice for that?
God. When you realize, what I realize now is what I'm going to do is I'm going to shoot, and I'm going to do this for... It was going to be 500 minutes and one to grow on. That was the idea of the show. 500 minutes of program plus one for our 500th
episode. I think you say 500 and 100 to grow on.
Well, this is going to be 500 plus 1 hour. Because we're going to go, I've decided, we're going to go until 6:21, and then that's it. So
that's only 6 minutes.
Well, what?
It's like 6 minutes.
It's 6:08. So I have just a little bit more time, and plus I want to play a song at the end, so that counts too. So, Jeff Goodman, I want to thank you for...
I have to tell you, I did enjoy almost every minute of every show that we did, because I so enjoyed talking to you and talking the nonsense.
And I remember we used to play dueling YouTubes, and we used to have a lot of fun, especially in those late overnights until you fell asleep. But as long as we were still Compass Mentis, it was fun. You know?
It did. Well, it was great that it became like stream of consciousness broadcasting.
Yeah, I know.
and then it just became complete insanity because we were both tired.
Right. I was exhausted, and you had worked all day, so you were double tired.
I was so tired, I would go out into what was the student union at the time, find a comfortable couch and say, Dave, I'll be back in about 2 hours. I'm going to knock on the door. Let me in.
That's right.
And you would do, I can't let you in now. I'm playing a song. I'm doing this. Like, let me in. I could care less. No one's listening.
Oh, those were...
It's 6 o'clock in the morning on a college campus. Like, anyone's listening.
Well, 6 o'clock they are. 6 o'clock, it's from 3 until 5 that it's dead, that you just get cab drivers and you know, psychopaths. But starting at 5 o'clock... That's when people start to, if they're tuning in, they are. But you keep talking about that stupid station up in Stony Brook. You know, this is about Dave's Gone By. This is about our 500 episodes of this
show. That's what it is, but that was a lot of it. I love that. We got to speak for hours and hours there.
Yeah.
The other Dave's Gone By were just in a crappy station in Babylon. What got you kicked off? You said something about Rastafarians, right?
No, I didn't say anything about Rastafarians. There was a woman. What happened
was... they were having, like, Rasta Day.
No. It was the opposite. What happened was, we were on the air, we did our shift, everything went great, and then the next shift couldn't make it. The next show couldn't go on. So I volunteered, of course I did, to say, hey, we'll stay on the air a little bit longer. But the problem was that the next show was a reggae show. And the reggae listeners are very, like, they want their reggae. And I had no desire to... I would have played a Bob Marley song, but I wasn't going to do 2 hours of reggae. So I was going to continue doing what we were doing. And then this irate woman called up and said, you know, we're the reggae show. And, you know, she said something, I mean, not profane, but she said something kind of, you know, pissy. And after she hung up, I called her a bitch. And that's what got us thrown off the air. Yeah. I didn't call it to her, well, not her face, but to her ear. But I used the B word on her. And that was, I guess, the straw that did it. You know, like, wow, using the B word on the radio.
Of all the things you've done, that's kind of minor.
I told you. It was nothing. That's why I flipped out when the program director, Candy, you know? Because are you kidding? Are you absolutely kidding? I was furious, you know?
I know. Well, that was a little over the top, although I must say I did save a lot on gas that year.
Do you still have the same van?
I do.
Well, at least the gas mileage at least gas is down from what it was back then.
Yeah, well, it's going up, though. Holy mackerel, what is gas like at your end of the neighborhood?
We're in the neighborhood. Gas is back up to about $2.20, $2.30 for $2 a
game. I didn't realize I said that. I want you to know that in New York, we're back up to about $250, $260. And in Las Vegas, they're higher than New York.
Really?
They're like $260, $270.
Well, California will be $4, so yeah. But it was nice, and I have one of these carts from our supermarket that has the gas pump outside, and that's kind of, it was wonderful. It won't be like this again. But about 3 weeks ago, between spending the money on groceries, having this card, and gas prices being what they were at that time, I think I got out with about $1.70 a gallon. Never thought I'd see that again.
Wow.
Yeah. Not anymore. Now it'll be back up over $2. But that was not. Yeah.
I also have to give kudos to you because you now drive.
Oh, yeah.
You learned how to drive at what age? That was amazing that you've learned that.
Well, I got my license many, many years ago, but I never drove. And then I took more lessons, and now I've been driving for about 3.5 years.
Well, regularly. Now I totally understand why you didn't drive, because you were probably taught how to drive by your mother.
I have her genes.
Say prayers every time you make a right turn. Mm. Like, oh my God, I hope we don't die. Oh, thank God. Really?
Yeah, she's a nervous lady.
I love your mother, too, by the way. I love your mother, I love your aunt. Your father, if he's not yelling at me, I love him.
Mm.
He does not like going to the dentist. And we have another appointment on Monday, so you might want to call him and see if call your mother on Sunday, get her off the ceiling.
Right.
Because she tells me, I can't sleep. I said it's a dentist appointment. You're not going in for heart surgery.
Oh, man. Well, yeah. That's my stock. You're learning what made me. That's the thing. You are, because he does some nice things for my parents. You know, he brings dad to a doctor's or a dentist when he has appointments. Because Jeff is a trained nurse. That's been his later era career, yeah. is helping people and indigent people.
I tell you, it is really honest to God. When you called me and asked me, that was like the biggest honor anyone could do. And
Oh, wow.
I do love your parents. I think they're spectacular people. But I totally get where you came coming from now.
And you understand why I had to get the hell out of Hewlett Long Island in New York and to become a real person, you know? I think you kind of understand that.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Well, I'm the next one out of here. But lucky duck you got to keep your membership in the I Can't Believe I'm Not Paying for Theater Club.
Well, to an extent, yeah. When I come into New York, they're still pretty good to me. You know, there are things I can't get into, and there are things that the press agents are a little pissy about, but I'm still on the league list. I don't want to get into this because I really want to wrap up the show, but like, sometimes there are things that if I could see them on a Monday or like on a Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday night, I could get in.
Right.
But if I have only a Friday or Saturday available when I'm in town, they can't do anything. You know, that'll happen. More often than it used to. Yeah. No, all these things are understandable, usually. You know, and also, if there's a show that I didn't see in its year, because I haven't been to New York that much, so if a show will open during a particular season, and I won't get to see it when it opens, and then the Tonys will have done, and the award season will have ended, and then my next time in New York, I want to go see it. They'll say, no, we can't, you know, we can't let you back in. Whereas, you know, they used to be able to be more accommodating about things like that. That's all. Anyway, I've got to, let me wrap up, because it's 6:15, I want to say my goodbyes, I want to get to my 501 hour... landmark here on Dave's Gone By.
Not 501 hour. You're 500 minutes in 1 hour.
And 1 hour. That's what it's become now. Thanks to you, I was going to get off the air by 5:30 here, and now it's 6:15, and my wife is hungry, and she's going to think about, Dave, you never finish a show on time. You never finish a show on time. And she's right.
All you have to mention is two words, and she'll understand.
Jeff, no, she's listening. She knows. She's listening to us now. So, but still, let me finish.
She still wants you home?
That's right. I don't know why.
I have to tell everyone that Dave's wife is really good looking. It's so surprising. And she's nice.
Yes.
How did you land a nice, good-looking woman? That's what I don't understand.
It's personality, bro. I don't have looks, but I've got charisma. Yeah, which you're not disagreeing. No, because you used to, you said, Dave, look, you know, you're at one point, you said, believe me, you're not only are you not my type, you're just, you know, you're short and you got blah, blah, blah. And I know, I'm nobody's idea of a model, but I got some swagger, you know, and I'm hung like a moose, so that all helps.
I'm just glad you're my friend. That's all I can tell you.
Likewise.
I really am. I'm really thrilled that we got to do a lot of these things. I have to be a little schmaltzy. Your mother will kill me if I don't.
Okay. Well, I'm not going to get schmaltzy on the other end of it, but I will say that you've been a really, really great friend, and that I'm very happy that you've been in my life as a friend and as a colleague on Dave's Gone By. It's always a joy to talk to you on the radio. I listen back sometimes to our old times on the radio, and I don't know if I appreciated them that much while I was doing them, because I was always concerned if it was getting boring or falling asleep or whatever. And now I listen back and I think, God, those were fun and funny times.
We did have fun times. That was seriously doing radio just for ourselves. I didn't know if anyone else was listening.
But it's the best kind of radio when you do that. It is.
Yes. Why don't we convince a national network to do that?
Well, come out to Vegas. You're not that far from Greeley. We'll do a bunch of... We'll get together and we'll slam together some shows and see if we can do anything with it. You know?
That's it, Dave. I'll drive to Greeley every Saturday. That'd be a great idea.
Well, no. Well, what we can do is we'll make it every other Saturday, and we'll get two shows in the can. We'll do one in advance.
Oh, I see. That's certainly fair. like it was fair for me to drive to Hewlett and then to Stony Brook and back again.
Well, I didn't drive. Now I drive. Now I can do some driving. So there. It can be more fair. Well, Jeff,
I won't let you end on time, but thanks for calling. Thank you for allowing me in the neighborhood for so many years and so many wonderful times.
Likewise.
And I do have your number in my phone. I will call in from time to time.
Please.
Maybe I should get a... I have to figure out how to make the alarm so it tells me to call you.
That would be a great idea. A Dave alarm.
What?
Get a day below. Oh, and maybe call on, if we do a show on Saturday next, I'm not sure, because I may be just bombed out by then, but if we do a show next Saturday, I think that's 3:14:15. It's like the pi number. There's a certain hour on that date when it's pi. 3.
Oh, that's right.
So that may be the day you should call also. You know? I know you're into that number stuff.
Oh, Dave, we have to do pi.
Exactly. Yes. So, let's talk about it for next week. But it is now literally the 1 hour is up. So it's 5 hours. 500 minutes plus 1 hour. It's 6:20 in the evening here, Mountain Time, at uncradio.com, radio station of the University of Northern Colorado. You've been listening to the Dave's Gone By 500th radio program of the air. Thank you, Jeff, so much for joining us. I'm going to let you go. Talk to you real soon.
Okay, I'll talk to you.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye, Dave.
Bye, Jeff.